Hello, everyone, and welcome to Size Talk. Yes, it has been a while. Hello. Sorry, I've been gone for a bit. I've been pretty busy. IRL stuff or real life things I've been dealing with. A lot of money problems and issues. But other than that, it's great to be back here again. And we actually have a lot of things to talk about. Well, three topics just for today. I don't want to overload you guys. I know you all have been listening to my episodes and everything. And hopefully this will point across on what's going on and keep you guys, you know, not freaking out saying, is Size Talk going down? Is that it for Size Talk? Why isn't there more episodes? Well, sorry, I've just been busy and whatnot. But anyway, let's get started. So the first thing I'm going to be talking about is what's going on with Size Talk in general. Well, the first thing is life is just kicking me in the face at the moment. I'm trying to keep the website going with Size supporters. So far, many of the people that I have supported with their content have been very appreciative. That means including BFG, Canadian Giantess, and L'Oreal from Giantess L'Oreal. And then you have, and Giantess Crew has also been very appreciative, which I will be talking about in the next segment in a minute. So far, I've been trying to do, or will be doing, an episode every 2 weeks or every two episodes. So it might be a little slow with these episodes. I'm not trying to push all of them out or anything. I just need more topics, things to be talked about, or things that people want me to mention, or things want people to honestly tell everybody else about and my honest opinion. Note, all of these episodes here are me. There is no written script here. There is no things like that. You may hear me stutter a little bit. I do apologize, but this is all straight from me. I am very appreciative of this fetish / community and all the stuff that they've done for us. And I want to show my, how you put it, appreciation for all the people who create all this content and the things that they do. And hopefully you all will do the same while listening to these podcasts. So number two on my topics list here is the interview I had with Giantess Crew and with DJ and Miranda. DJ is the producer of Giantess Crew, and Miranda is one of his models also in Giantess Crew. Now, honestly, that was a very fun interview. Two people here have been pretty awesome. Miranda and DJ, pretty cool people, pretty open about their stuff, being respectable with them on the interview process. I am still editing the entire interview at the moment, but it is like a very long three-part episode, so hopefully I can finish that before the next weekend coming up here. It is a pretty cool talk. I talked to DJ about several things, about pirating and how is the future of Giantess Crew is going, the future videos he's going to be doing, which has been released. It is called Big Love. It has his first BBW model, Kiki. She is actually pretty awesome. I bought the video myself. Really good video. Hope she does more content. Now, DJ is the one that is like the producer of Giantess Crew. He is bringing more realism to his videos, like slow motion, the feel of being dominated by someone, bringing life to the fantasies. If you want to check out his stuff, it's on giantesscrew.com. He also has a stores link there and his Instagram to the Giantess Crew. They do interviews and have live talks. Be respectable on Instagram, please. Then you have Miranda, one of his models. She is a pretty cool person. I'll tell you that. She is open-minded. I asked her questions straightforward. She answered them honestly, which I gratefully appreciate, and how she feels about certain subjects, which hopefully I'll be doing more of those interviews in the future. Now, the next topic is a pretty much a well-detailed one. It is dealing with me and a money issue and trying to keep Size supporters, you know, going, breathing, alive. And I'm trying to, you know, I want to reach out to everybody here, everybody that's listening in on this. I gratefully appreciate for all you guys listening to me and my weird voice, followed by all my personal opinions on the Size community, and the fact that you take the time out of your day to listen to what the things I have to say. I can't even put it in words. I beyond gratefully appreciate the fact that people like what I do for Size supporters and Size Talk. I will keep going as long as I can till like nobody else needs my help. I hope not. So I made a patron page to show that I'm actually in a bit of a money issue to keep the website alive, which is kind of been a little bit tough on me because I've been trying to find a job and trying to find ways to get money to keep the website breathing and updating it constantly. Since it is just me doing all this work, it's been very tough. Like, honestly, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody has run into these issues, and there's nothing wrong with the podcast. The podcast can go on for however long. It's just the paid services, the bills, the things that I have to go through to keep the website up, followed by keep constant updates and long nights. So hopefully spreading the word about my Patreon page, which you can join. It is on the link in the description here. You can check out the podcast early before I post it up. There is also posts about content of other creators and posts and producers, and you can see their content before I post it on Size Supporters. There's a lot of stuff on there. You should check it out. I am just starting to get into the Patreon business, so hopefully that will help out sooner or later. I also have a Ko-fi. I'm not sure how you say that, Ko-fi or coffee, it's same thing. I really, really hope that, you know, people out there in the size community will actually take the time into looking into helping me out with this. I really would greatly appreciate it. I do need all the help I can get at this point in time. I do appreciate those that have actually given me donations to helping me out with the future content. The creators of SNG, they've also helped me out with the donating to the Patreon page. He's my very first patron, and I greatly appreciate what he did. Followed by Giantess L'Oreal. She has also donated some money to me. Thank you very much. And the Giantess crew, DJ, he actually said he was a great fan of Size Talk. That is just amazing. Like, I didn't think a producer, like, you know, would like to, like, you know, be a fan of this. I mean, I am the first person who actually did do this whole Size Talk type of stuff. Surprisingly, I thought somebody else would do it, but I guess not. And I am gratefully appreciative of every one of you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being in this size community that, even though we have a lot of crazy people in this family and this community, it's just all over the place, all over the world, I beyond gratefully appreciate what you guys do and the fact that you guys like what I do. Keep moving forward, folks. Keep helping out. Keep supporting those producers and artists, because one day they will keep making this awesome content, making more and more amazing things, and who knows, we will have VR in the future of like a whole bodysuit type of thing. I know we have VR now, but I meant like something else. But thank you for listening. Keep being awesome. Keep being awesome people out there, and keep being supportive of everybody.